It's Thursday, June 4th. Here's what's happening in Northeast Indiana. Fort Wayne City Council heard nearly 2 hours of public comment Tuesday about a proposed homeless resource center at 331 East Washington Boulevard. Governor Mike Braun will further extend a pause on Indiana's gas and excise taxes in an effort to keep Indiana gas affordable. And Bloomington beekeeper Joe May says the honeybee population is stable following the 2025 mass die-off that the USDA reported killed more than 60% of commercial bees. I'm Brianna Barrow, and this is Who and What. Fort Wayne City Council heard nearly 2 hours of public comment Tuesday about a proposed homeless resource center at 331 East Washington Boulevard. While some in the city oppose its location, citing unspecified safety concerns, many expressed support for the project during the meeting. Serac Enterprises' Nancy Townsend said the homeless population is concentrated downtown, and that area of downtown was chosen years ago by the location of services such as the Rescue Mission.
Doing nothing is not an option. We don't understand why everyone thinks this will not help. It doesn't exist today. This type of service doesn't exist today, and we're proposing it.
If it goes forward, it will sit diagonally across from the Rescue Mission and around the corner from the Matthew 25 Health Clinic and other resources. Late last month, city officials announced more than $2.25 million in philanthropic pledges for the resource center. Council did not make any decision on the shelter, but will hold a public hearing next week on the planned funding mechanism. Governor Mike Braun will further extend a pause on Indiana's gas and excise taxes in an effort to keep Indiana gas affordable. WFYI's Ben Thorpe reports, the governor says the longer gas holiday is allowed under a state energy emergency statute.
Braun had previously said he would only be able to extend the pause on gas taxes for 60 days. Now the governor says he can extend that pause for up to 120 days without input from the state legislature. Braun acknowledges that the suspensions are costing the state roughly $140 million every month, which the Department of Transportation should be able to cover with reserves, but
long-term road funding is an issue the legislature is going to have to take up. And all Hoosiers are going to have that discussion.
House and Senate leadership both released statements supporting Braun's move. Senate Democrats also supported the relief, but noted that gas prices were rising because of U.S. policies in the Middle East, which the governor and his, quote, political allies support. I'm Ben Thorpe at the State House.
The governor claims the suspension has made Indiana gas prices the cheapest in the country. Bloomington beekeeper Joe May says the honeybee population is stable following the 2025 mass die-off that the USDA reported killed more than 60% of commercial bees. May owns Little Bits Honeybees in Bloomington, which sells queen bees and nucleus colonies. He manages roughly 144 hives at his home yard and about 500 colonies in total. The 71-year-old says he lost 13% of his hives in the die-off.
The bees, you can lose 50% of your bees. And in 6 months, if you're good, you can be back to where you was at in 6 months. Now, if we lost 60% of our cattle, we'd be lucky to recover in 4 years.
According to the Virginia Farm Bureau, honeybees pollinate a third of all crops.
Our dietary intake would be quite a bit different. We'd lose about 70% of our fruits and vegetables, so it'd be a big deal.
This year, Little Bit Honeybees has sold more than 600 queens and 100 colonies. Yesterday marked 15 years since IU student Lauren Spearer vanished after a night out in Bloomington. People are still coming forward with tips. WFIU's Don Jung reports.
The Bloomington Police Department says the investigation remains, quote, very active. Police say they received and investigated 23 new tips over the past year, resulting in multiple interviews. Spearer was 20 years old when she was last seen around 4:30 a.m. June 3, 2011, near the intersection of North College Avenue and West 11th Street. Bloomington police say they continue to work with federal, state, and local law enforcement and encourage anyone with information, no matter how small it may seem, to come forward. People can also contact investigators or submit tips through findlauren.com. For WFIU News, I am Dain Jung.
More news in a moment.
This music was composed by Chloe Summers, a student of Canterbury School. You heard it here on WBOI.
Here's what to know for today. Governor Mike Braun declared June to be Nuclear Family Month, causing intense backlash online as Pride Month also begins. June is LGBTQ+ Pride Month, and a local Indianapolis nonprofit will, for the first time, offer prescriptions for HIV prevention medication at the Pride Festival. And Hammond Mayor Tom McDermott says he expects to know if the Chicago Bears will be moving to Indiana within the next 30 days. That's Who and What for Thursday, June 4th. These stories and more can be found at WBOI.org or on the WBOI app. Subscribe to Who and What on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. You can ask your smart speaker to play Who and What. If you enjoy this podcast, you'll also enjoy our newsletter, Frequency, at WBOI.org/frequency. Music for Who and What is produced by Jack Ankenbrook. From all of us at WBOI, thanks for being with us and have a great rest of your day.